It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's our Curious Wisconsin segment. This week, we'll talk to a Washington Island resident about a modern Wisconsin incarnation of a classic European tradition, the Stave Church.
First, Wisconsin's Office of the Commissioner of Insurance announced this week that it would no longer enforce the state's contraception coverage mandate for employers with religious objections.
The commissioner pointed to last month's Supreme Court Hobby Lobby decision that excused that company from complying with a federal mandate to provide contraception coverage. Wisconsin has a state-specific law that requires companies to cover contraception, but the commissioner has said the Supreme Court decision effectively negates it. Birth control advocates in the state disagree, and legal expert Marcy Hamilton wrote a column today arguing against the commissioner's decision.
Marcy Hamilton is the chair of public law at the Yeshiva School of Law. Her forthcoming book is called God Versus the Gavel, The Perils of Extreme Religious Liberty. Marcy, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what do you make of the Walker administration's decision to stop requiring insurers to cover contraception based on this recent Supreme Court Hobby Lobby decision?
Well, it's both an unconstitutional and misguided decision. It's very odd to see a state abandoning its own law for a case that only involved a federal statute that applies to federal law.
So why do you believe that is the case here in Wisconsin, that a Republican-controlled legislature, the Walker administration, I should say, has decided to make this move and follow a federal law instead of sticking with the state version?
Well, the federal law is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which only applies to federal laws. And what happened in Hobby Lobby is that it was used to undercut women's access to health care. But the federal law, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, RFRA, cannot be applied to state law, and that's because of a case that I actually had at the Supreme Court in 1997, where I represented the city of Boerne, Texas, and the Supreme Court held that RFRA may not be applied to state law. So it is simply unconstitutional for the state to now say they can't enforce their contraception mandate because of this federal RFRA.
How common are state-specific laws requiring companies to cover contraception around the country?
There are about 30 states that have such a requirement, and in those states, the Hobby Lobby decision should have no impact whatsoever. Now, some states do have their own state-level RFRAs, but Wisconsin's not one of them. It's been proposed several times, but the Wisconsin legislature has never enacted a state-level RFRA. And so the law that was in place under state law for contraception before Hobby Lobby should be identical to the law that's being enforced today.
Are we seeing anything like this, though, in any of these other states, saying that they can no longer uphold the state laws in light of Hobby Lobby?
No, on this issue at least, Wisconsin is now in the vanguard. It is the first state that has tried to cut back on women's contraception access based on state law. And it's indefensible, and I would assume other states have at least read the relevant cases at the Supreme Court to know that they can't do it.
Now, a spokesperson for Wisconsin's Office of Insurance has said that the Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby decision means that Wisconsin can't enforce the law and that they actually have no choice in this matter. What do you make of that reasoning?
Well, it's just wrong. You know, sometimes lawyers are wrong, and here they're really wrong. As I said, he cannot use the Hobby Lobby decision, which is about federal RFRA applied to federal law, to undermine state law. And essentially what the Walker administration is doing here is they are overriding the Wisconsin state legislature's own statutes. There's no justification for it. And I assume that the people of Wisconsin and the legislature are going to be unhappy that their own law has been undermined, and it's unconstitutional to do that.
Is this perhaps a case of the Office of Insurance trying to get out ahead of the curve and saying, you know, we've already seen this Hobby Lobby decision, so the Wisconsin law will not hold up any longer. It will fall in court, so we're just going to start, you know, acting as such, being preemptive about it.
Well, there's nothing that could make it fall in court. The Supreme Court made it very clear that the decision interpreting RFRA was based on RFRA and that it is not what the First Amendment requires. Under Wisconsin state law, the state statute is perfectly constitutional. Under the federal constitution, it's perfectly constitutional. So for them to try to get out ahead of it is they're way ahead of themselves. And, you know, they're basically asking for costly federal litigation to find out that they should have read a 1997 decision at the United States Supreme Court.
Do you expect to see any states following suit?
Well, only states where there is a state RFRA. And what they'll do is they'll try to argue that their state RFRA should be interpreted just like the federal RFRA. That's a reach. It's a real stretch, but I would imagine they will. But for the states without a state RFRA, there's just no justification for this.
So if Wisconsin, say, wanted to exempt insurers from covering contraceptives, would you argue that the better path to choose would have been to establish a Wisconsin RFRA?
Well, a RFRA is never the better path. It is always a law that leads down paths that no one's ever imagined that end up harming other people. But if they would like to change the state law that governs whether or not women are going to have their contraception covered, then they should consider amending the state law. As I understand it, that was on the table introduced by the Republicans, but it's never been passed. So this was an end run around the political process that the Republicans had attempted to use to try to undermine access of contraception for women.
So what do you expect to happen at this point? This is a contentious move, and we have, you know, some groups, including Planned Parenthood and others, upset about this. What do you think will happen next? Are we going to see litigation?
Well, I would hope that the commissioner would save the Wisconsin taxpayers the dollars of federal litigation and retract its erroneous legal announcement. They're just wrong. But if they're going to persist in this incorrect interpretation of a federal case, then they're asking for litigation, and I would imagine they'll find it.
Are there other aspects of that Hobby Lobby ruling that could be applied to states and used to say that insurers in a state didn't have to cover contraception?
No. Only the standard that the court applies is this extreme standard established by the federal RFRA. So as I say, the only way that a state RFRA, that a state might mirror what the federal court did is by saying that their state RFRA has to be interpreted just like the federal RFRA. There's no requirement of that. That case is not binding on state RFRA interpretation, but they could certainly offer it as persuasive theory.
So given what you've said today, do you expect a lawsuit against the administration to be successful?
Well, you know, I think it's very unusual for a commissioner in a state to issue a ruling that is just flat wrong on the law, not revisit it, and withdraw it. If that doesn't happen, the citizens of Wisconsin can assume that this was actually politically motivated rather than a legal mistake. And in that circumstance, I would expect it would probably be litigation against it because it's unjustifiably denying women contraception, and it's basically a violation of the separation of powers under the Wisconsin Constitution.
Do you see any way in which that litigation would fail and that the state would prevail?
No, I don't. It would require a court to impose on the state of Wisconsin a standard that the state of Wisconsin has not chosen in its statutes. And that would be shocking.
Marcy, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Marcy Hamilton, the chair of public law at the Yeshiva School of Law. Her forthcoming book is called God Versus the Gavel, The Perils of Extreme Religious Liberty.